And he comes out, Sting comes out in this whole Sting intro, and he's finally going to speak. And what a sanctimonious son of a bitch to steal a line from my man Chris Jericho. Really, Sting? Come on. Talking about, it's one thing to put over people, other people that you work with as paving the way and stuff, and people that before you, but to just be like, and I paved the way for you, and, you know, all this patting himself on the back stuff, he's just full of it. He's just full of himself. And the crowd was full of a bunch of pussies, like, what? All of a sudden, Sting shows up after, what about those young fucking brats who he's talking about? That are dazzling you and you're, this is awesome, chance, you know. Now it's, those young punks, they don't respect anybody, You know, when Joe was beating the shit out of Booker T at the end of that match a couple months back, when Sting, they were, tell him Joe's gonna kill you. A bunch of dickweeds in that crowd. Let them have tried to pull that angle anywhere up here. Anywhere up here, even Delaware, or even Maryland is the cutoff. They'd have been like, boo, shut up, Sting, you suck. Go home, you 50-year-old man. Nobody wants to hear about you paving the way for people that are 10 times better than you in so many ways. Don't talk about it. He was said this all this passion, like he loved wrestling growing up and all this, you know, and I started out as, you know, you started out as a bodybuilder who was in the right place at the right time, and friggin' Rick Bassman got you hooked up. You want to wrestle? You look great. Let's put, you know, it's the 80s, and everybody's the bigger the better. Who cares if you can't talk or wrestle or have a personality? Put this makeup on. You know, you'll stand out. People will care about you. Here, wrestle with this guy. He'll make your entire career. You'll be able to have a 20-year career based on these series of matches. Please. I was watching that promo, I wanted to fucking throw up.
And I was really shocked that the crowd was really on his dick, though.
And they were on his dick like a mug, like, just all behind him. You know, but then when he got into his more stuff about the young guys and that they're a bunch of spoiled brats, and if any of them want to say anything, got something to say, they should say it to his face. And AJ comes out, and I did not like the way. Well, he had in the beginning, he had a couple good points about. He had the one good point about how he started with the company and helped build the company. But after that,
in the end, AJ looked so weak.
After that, everything else besides that, he looked like a total chump. For what? For this old geezer who cannot work anymore.
Yes, for that old geezer.
I remember
because
when
he looked like a bitch.
In his first major singles match, and the crowd was chanting, "You still?" No, it was the pay per view. I mean, it was like the Impact before the pay per view. You still got it. No, he doesn't. He cleared the ring and he ran around for 2 minutes and he yelled "woo" a couple times and look at his chest. You know that kind of shit. You still got it. Gassing his head up like, "Yeah, I must. Please." I mean, that's what wrestling is about, your tricks and shortcuts, but that's all he is. And Sting only has a good promo when he really means and feels he can get himself wrapped in. He really means this shit. Because that's the only time he actually has a promo where you're just not like, shut up. I mean, I was saying shut up, but in different ways, not because he was just talking and rambling and having a terrible Sting promo. He actually was doing a good job, and he had intensity, and he didn't stumble, and he made all his points. But all his points were stupid and baseless and just full of crap, which he is. I just was disgusted. Because it just, you get the feeling that, like, you really believe this stuff. What, you can't leave the rest this in this generation's hands? The wrestling has passed you by. It's already in somebody else's hands. Just because you're still getting a check off of the business. What the hell is so? You ain't paving the way for nobody. It's because people, it, you know, stupid-ass young boys like my little brother when he was six. You know, granted, I was 19, and I was a big rock mark, and he loves Sting. what? You know, you try arguing a six-year-old, seven-year-old, damn near grown-ass man.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I loved Sting when I was a young boy, too.
Yeah,
though.
I guess, but please, whatever. Just a horrible way to end the show, and then with the whole thing with giving AJ the band.
This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And, of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full-length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign-up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.